Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary chose the better part, and it will not be taken from her." Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. Last week, our gospel reminded us of the great prayer, the Shema, the prayer that encapsulates how one finds themselves righteous before God, how one stands in the blessings of God, to love God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Last week, when this question of the greatest law was asked of Jesus, the scribe wanted to be justified in loving his neighbor, so he asked, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus tells the beautiful story of the Good Samaritan, and in conclusion was, the neighbor is the one who acts with mercy. But for one to be able to act in mercy, they must understand the love of God. It must come as a response to what has become a part of one's life. Paul tells us that our stewardship is to reveal to everyone in completion the Word of God, that mystery hidden within us. So today, our gospel story brings us to another perspective of what it means to live out this great prayer of the Shema. To see service is more than just gaining a place of sharing in one's life, but as a response to love. When I came here several years ago, we met with some of the women and men of the parish who came for morning mass, and they began to take over cleaning the church. Every Thursday, they gather together for prayer, and then they clean the church so that it's ready for the weekend. So they dubbed themselves the Marthas, because I had just given a five-day conference on Mary and Martha, and they called themselves the Marthas because they're the ones who were willing to do the service. But I would say that if we're going to look to St. Martha to have a title, she should not simply be the title of one who does all the work or the ones who work and serve the parish. Her real title is the inventor of the smorgasbord. Yes, and I'll explain that a little bit later. When we listen to the gospel today, what we should recognize immediately about Martha is that she desires to serve Jesus Christ, desires to serve him in his human nature, to be the hostess of the mostest, to do everything that as he comes from his journey to her house, that he has everything he needs. But yet, it says in the gospel, she's burdened by this work. I can only imagine what was going on as Mary sat at the feet of Jesus, as Jesus says, choosing the better part, allowing her heart to be changed into his, her soul and her mind to gain that, as Paul tells us, the completion of his word. I can only imagine what Mary was doing when she was doing everything by herself. I am sure she was in the kitchen slamming pots and pans so that everybody could hear her, right? Before she comes busting in and says to Jesus, "Aren't you going to tell Mary to help me?" My favorite part of the gospel that's unclear, though, is how Jesus responds to Martha when he says, "Martha, Martha." Does he say it with a wagging head? Martha. Martha. Or does he say it like this? Martha, Martha, wake up. You're missing the point. You're burdened by what you're trying to do because you're failing to take the better part, to sit at my feet, to come allow yourself to be awakened to the joy and the truth that gives hope of glory. It has to be out of response of Jesus' love that we come to know that service becomes ministry. It becomes stewardship, as Paul says. Here's how Mother Seton expresses it. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton said, "Without prayer, I am little good to service. Only service to my own desires and pride. Without prayer, I'm little good to service, except to my own desires and pride." And that is the crux of this great prayer. That until we change our hearts, our souls, our minds, and strength at the feet of Jesus' love, then our service will be burdensome. And we will be misdirected in our intentions and our love. So what should be our mission this week when we listen to the story of Martha and Mary? It should simply be this. Heed the words of Mother Seton. Remember always that without prayer, you will be little good to service. And remember that Martha becomes the inventor of the smorgasbord because she came to understand this. The second time we see Martha in the gospel is at the resurrection of her brother Lazarus. And what does she do when she's with Jesus? Because I'm sure she began to spend time at his feet. She said, "I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I have hope in your glory." The third time we see Martha in the gospel, it's after celebrating, after Lazarus was risen from the dead, after he was resuscitated to life. And it says in the gospel this, that Martha served. But this time, she put all the food out at once. And she made a little smorgasbord buffet and said, "Help yourself because I'm going to sit right here." You see? And remember, if you're serving, whether it's your family, whether it's the parish family, whether it's Christ in the gospel message, and you become burdened by it, stop. And pray. Walk away and pray. Because that is the better part. And I promise I will do the same.